Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Husband leaves a heart-wrenching goodbye letter to his wife, and then he's gone. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One husband writes a heart-wrenching goodbye letter to his wife, and then he's gone. Marriage. We dream about it when we're young, and as we grow up, we dream about growing old together. But what happens when your husband dies too soon? When Billy Laredo contracted COVID-19 at the age of 45, he wasn't just thinking about himself. He was thinking about his wife. Even though his wife, Sonia Kouperos, couldn't be by his side during his hospital stay, he thought of her every day. In his final email to his wife, written as a possible goodbye letter, he said, "You are the most important person in my life, and I miss you every day. I know I am not always the perfect man I want to be, but I do my best," the message read. "If I make it through this, I promise to be a better man in God, in life, and as a husband. You have always deserved the best, and if I get a second chance, I will do it." Sonia began to wonder if her husband knew something she didn't. She wondered if he knew he was going to step from this side of heaven into the other side. He ended the goodbye letter to his wife with this message: "We had our time and it was wonderful. I love you and miss you very much," the note concluded. "I will keep fighting. Love, Billy." Soon after, his condition worsened and he eventually needed to be intubated. For 2 weeks, he was just trying really hard. He was trying his hardest to not be put on a ventilator, Sonia recalled, adding that she couldn't be at the hospital in person when he was put on a ventilator and had to FaceTime him during the procedure. Sonia also shared that her husband wanted her to move on and have a wonderful life without him. "If I don't make it, I want you to know that I lived a happy, wonderful life with you and would never have traded it for all the riches in the world. I also want you to be happy and continue to live your life without me and with no regrets." It must have been incredibly gut-wrenching for Sonia to read this love letter and at the same time be comforted knowing he was getting ready to meet Jesus face to face. She took solace in the fact that God had a bigger purpose for her husband. His passing would be a testimony to all to wear a mask to prevent the spread of COVID. "So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy." John 16:22.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Story of how Luke Smallbone saw the lifeless body of his son and inspired Need You More. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Musician Luke Smallbone of For King and Country revealed the real-life story behind Need You More, one of the most intimate songs in the band's new album. It is the story of how he witnessed the lifeless body of his son and how it inspired the popular song. Parents are overjoyed and humbled when they add to their family with a child, even though they know they probably won't sleep for the next 6 years. There's the late-night feedings, the diaper changes, a fussy baby who just wants to be held. However, 2 months into his arrival into Luke's family, Leo Oliver stopped breathing. What was supposed to be a joyous transition of raising a little one turned into a family's worst nightmare. Luke posted, I was mowing the lawn when I heard my wife frantically yelling for me to call 911. I wasn't immediately sure why until I saw her holding our little boy, Leo, who was very gray and looking lifeless. She felt God impress on her to check on him while he was napping and made the terrifying discovery that is every parent's worst nightmare. Thank God this was not the end of their baby's story. God had other plans. After many prayers and some CPR, our little boy started to breathe again. While Luke was driving to the hospital, the lyrics and a melody of the song came to him. I was in the car and I just clicked record and this is what came out, Luke said. This song was basically written on a little voice recorder. In a moment which was probably the most intimate, scary, freaked out moment of my life, he added. And that song is special to me, whether people resonate with it or not, because that was my soul song in that moment. In the blink of an eye, life flashed right in front of my eyes. Never knew that the fear could cripple my chest. In the blink of an eye, the light left. For King and Country Sing, before repeatedly resounding, I need you more. When the unexpected happened, he didn't rage at God, nor did he blame God. Instead, Luke stood on his faith that God is a mighty God, and he is capable of taking away his son and bringing life back to his son. Luke revealed the cause of the incident. His son would need skull surgery in the near future for an unrelated issue. We're home now. The last 48 hours have been a whirlwind to say the least, but your prayers have been heard and answered, Luke wrote on the band's Instagram page. All the tests came back clear, and Leo is currently sleeping soundly as I watch over him. When you seek God in his goodness, he will hold up to his promises. Those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Psalm 9:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.